Executive Vice President, Hockey Operations, Alan Flavel. Post game in the Patrice Lefebvre Media Suite. Resounding 4-0 win, and get the confidence for the lads.
Yes, I think it was an excellent win, a great performance tonight. I still think we gave Sheffield too many chances, and hadn't been for a bit of half-decent goalkeeping, I think we might have lost that shutout, and I thought we should have took a few more chances as well. You know, the scoreline should have been greater, but on the face of it, 4-0, we're pleased with that result.
The goals in the middle period, in particularly, some very well taken goals, Sykes's and then Dennis with his two.
Yeah, I thought there was some lovely screening going on in front of the keeper, but we picked our spots. I mean, Sykes was right up in the top corner. I mean, lovely goal. And Dennis, through a crowd of players, again, was unlucky not to get a hat-trick. I mean, he dinged the ironwork later on in the game, and, you know, he really deserved a hat-trick. I thought that was his best game so far, I think.
And coming on the back of the first game, which we'll not mention at all, but getting on the back of that, the win in Solway last week, the win tonight, you're kind of getting the wheels going, so picking up some momentum.
Yeah, I don't know whether or not the pre-season, the couple of challenge games we played then lulled us into a false sense, because we came out against Blackburn and you know, we weren't at the races. I mean, they were faster than we were, they were fitter, they were first to everything, and then last week we seemed as if we took that on board, and it was a bit of a wake-up call. We went to Solway, and I think, you know, okay, their net minding wasn't brilliant, but I still felt we deserved the win. I mean, the goals that they got, I thought, were quite fortuitous, and again, scrambles and what have you. But it was a good team performance, and then we built on it again tonight. So, yeah, we've got another road trip to Sheffield in a fortnight's time, and then we've got Telford at the arena here. So, it'll be tough games.
And the club as a whole expanding this year as well. The new under-20s, they kicked off last night.
Yeah, they
had. So you've got some lads who are playing under-20s, but will play some National League stuff as well, so the development route's right there.
No, exactly, yes. We've got five players, I think, that are playing senior stars hockey, but also playing under-20s this year. And we've got a group of under-18s playing up on the under-20s, but they had a fantastic win yesterday, 9-4 over at Manchester. It was a great start to their season. And things are looking very positive. I think on the whole, the club, we've started off really well, so let's hope we can keep it going.
And next week, so you've got the 20s are at home, but nothing for the seniors. Is that just that you're getting on a bit of a run, and now you've got a week off? Does that frustrate you?
It does, really. And we've got a couple of empty spots in as the league progresses. In December, we've got quite a layoff, and then again in February. And just the way the league was put together this year, unfortunately, there was supposed to be cup competition and a few bits and pieces, but we didn't have the meetings, and then once all the fixtures go in, you know, trying to organise ice time to have any sort of competition now is going to be very difficult. There's been a few suggestions about possibly playing a first playoff game at home and things like this, but we'll have to see. But really, we're going to need to fill some of those blanks in, otherwise it's too long a layoff for the lads to not be playing competitive hockey.
Right, so we go after the weekend, let's say Sheffield away, Telford home, new team in the league. The league, some of the new teams coming in, the standards stepping up as well?
Yeah, I think so. I think Solihull, Telford, I'm sure they're going to be very competitive teams. The Senators seem as if they're probably the weak link in the chain at the moment, but I don't know, possibly they'll strengthen as the weeks go past. But other than that, I think all the games are going to be really tough games. Whitley have obviously strengthened up the road there. They were held to a 3-3 draw at Telford yesterday, so they're sneaking the win tonight 2-1 as well. But I think it's going to be a tough all league.